welcome. My name's Mason, and this is Mace on Movies, and I'm here today to give my review of Malignant, which has been released over the past weekend as of this recording. It was released in theaters and on HBO Max, and has been welcomed with some very strong opinions, both positive and negative. It seems like a film that people either loved or hated, at least as far as the movie-going audience goes. With critics' reviews, they're fairly positive. Some people maybe calling it a bit average, but a lot of people saying that it's absolutely brilliant. So it is definitely a film that has inspired a very strong response. So I definitely had to hop on here and give my thoughts on this film as I caught up with it over on HBO Max, as it's not in theaters yet here in Japan. But thankfully, HBO Max exists and I could check it out there. So, this is going to be a non-spoiler review. So if you have not seen it, don't worry. I'm not going to give anything away. I'm just going to give my overall thoughts on the film. And as I mentioned before, people are very divided over it. And I am one of the people who landed on the extremely positive side. You know, I think that this horror film from James Wan, you know, coming off of directing, you know, some very large superhero films for DC, as he did Aquaman and just wrapped up Aquaman 2. He said that this was kind of a refreshing little break for him in between those two massive blockbuster films. He just wanted to go back to his indie horror roots and make a film that kind of touches on a lot of his influences, as he said in a tweet, said he was inspired by his love for Bava, Argento, De Palma, Cronenberg, and all of those 80s horror thrillers that you would discover on the back shelves of video stores. So it definitely has that vibe. This does very much have like a B-movie vibe, and I think that some of the people going into it, because it's James Wan, because he has this reputation for Saw and for Insidious and for The Conjuring, you know, he really has this big reputation for kind of groundbreaking horror franchises. And so I think people came into this with a bit of that expectation. I think maybe not seeing his tweet or not understanding that this was him having fun. This wasn't him trying to, you know, trying to launch this whole new incredible thing. It was really him just doing something out of a place of love for those cheesy, over-the-top, insane horror films of the 80s. And so I think in that regard, this film to me was a giant success. And you know, this film, to give a little bit of the story, follows Annabelle Wallace's character, who is a woman that is, you know, starting to have these visions of people getting murdered. And, you know, she has these visions, and then she starts to realize as things unfold that these aren't just visions, but these are things that are actually happening in real life. And so she gets caught up in this kind of murder mystery investigation, trying to get to the bottom of her own past and everything that is happening within this film. And there are so many inspirations. There are so many tropes in this film. And I realized very early on as I was watching this film that it was not to be taken seriously. I think the performances are very intentionally campy, intentionally over the top. I think the dialogue is intentionally bad. I think some of the choices that characters make are intentionally ridiculous. It is intentionally overly melodramatic. And so I think that I understood that, like, as soon as the movie started, not too far in, just a few minutes, and I was like, okay, I see what this movie is trying to be. And I had not seen James Wan's tweet. I had seen some of the very animated reactions on Twitter, people saying this is the worst movie I've ever seen, and then people saying this is one of the greatest films of the year. You know, like I said, I fell into the camp of, I think this is one of the best films I've seen this year because I understood the place that it was coming from. I think that the third act of this film is absolute insanity. It really, really goes for it. But I think that it succeeds in its insanity. I think that it is perfectly executed as this campy kind of cult classic style film. And, you know, one thing I do have to praise is the look of the film. You know, the budget of this was about $40 million. And I think that it definitely shows on the screen in terms of just the, it's just a beautifully shot film. It looks super sharp. It's very well done on that end. And I think that you can see the money on the screen. It also has some great practical effects that are put to use. And I think that the practical effects serve to make this kind of like, if you want to go back to a Cronenberg influence, I think the practical effects used in this film really, really viscerally kind of remind you of some of his stuff. Like, you know, he's known for kind of those really terrifying, grotesque practical effects. And so this movie definitely has one of those. And so I think that, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I can't sing its praises enough. I really enjoyed this film. I think that Annabelle Wallace gives a pitch perfect, over the top performance. She really sells this movie and the things happening in it to the point where I can't give anything away, but I think sometimes in this movie you root for people that maybe you should or should not be rooting for. I don't know. I think that it's a complex story. It has a lot of layers to it. And I think that from act one to two to three, all the way through, I think it's just a really well executed film. So I know that there are people that strongly disagree with me. I think that, you know, even though it was intentionally campy, I think some people coming into it, trying to take it seriously, I think they were disappointed. I understand that, you know, I think James Wan does have a reputation that some people with this will feel that he didn't live up to. And you know, I can't change those opinions, but I would encourage anyone that was turned off the first time around, if you want to sit through it again, I would really encourage you to give this one another shot, looking at it through the lens of just pure camp, pure 80s, over the top horror, and see how you come away from it a second viewing. I definitely want to watch it for a second time. You know, I was watching it at home and my wife doesn't like horror movies. We're also expecting a baby, and she's very like, the baby is starting to kind of hear the outside world. So I kind of had to watch this one on low volume while she was in another room. And so, you know, if I get a moment, I definitely watch it again, just to fully experience it, volume up, things like that. So, if she goes out to spend time with some friends, I'm definitely going to throw this one on again, because I think that it warrants a second viewing. But like I said, I'm not going to go into spoilers for this review. I think that this is one that you want to let it surprise you, because it has a heck of a surprise. And the action in this that we get in the third act is absolutely, like I said, it's absolutely insane. It's over the top. It's off the wall. But by the time we got there, I was just having so much fun that I was just laughing, but laughing in a good way. Like, I wasn't laughing at this movie. I was laughing with kind of just the gleeful insanity of this film. So in addition to Annabelle Wallace, we do get McKenna Grace in this as the young version of Emily. That's Annabelle Wallace's character. We get Maddie Hassan as Sydney Lake. We've got George Young as Detective Kakoa Shaw. We got Nicole Brianna White as Detective Regina Moss, et cetera, et cetera. So, I think the whole cast in this is fantastic. Like I said, I think James Wan knew exactly what he was doing when he made it. And I'm glad that I got to experience this one on HBO Max. If it does hit theaters here in Japan, then this is one I would be happy to see in theaters. Some people were complaining that it wasn't overly scary. People weren't scared by it. I think probably because they were like kind of checked out. So, but I think I wouldn't say it has a lot of scares. It does have a lot of gore. It's definitely more on the bloody side of things. It doesn't really do jump scares. But it does have kind of some creepy environmental kind of stuff going on. So I think it sets a great atmosphere. And it's just, like I said, you're either in or you're out. And I was fully in for this one. I would love to see more, like, I don't know how well this is going to do. Like, you know, it only made $15 million worldwide opening weekend against a $40 million budget. So I don't know if we're going to see more in this style. I think that if James Wan, if you want to go back to indie roots, I think you got to strip down the budget if you wanted to do another movie kind of in this realm. But I would love to see more like this from James Wan. I think if this is what he does to refresh himself between projects, I want to see more of it. So that's all of my thoughts on Malignant. If you've seen it, I would love to hear what you thought, whether you love it or hate it. You can let me know on Instagram and Twitter at @MaceOnMovies. You can check out my other reviews, different series that I'm doing. Hit subscribe, give a rating, all that stuff. Share it with friends and family. All of that would be wonderful. But thanks for checking out my review of Malignant. And I will have another review up soon for Kate, the latest movie on Netflix. So you can keep an eye out for that as well. But thanks for the listen. I hope that wherever you are, you're doing well. And I hope that we will remember to be kind to one another. Thanks, everybody.